shouldn't we be worried about China's poor human rights record? Doesn't seem to be getting any better. How should concerns about that be weighed up against China's capacity for investing in the UK? Tim Johns looks at the welcome the Chinese president is going to get and why some people aren't keen on so much pomp and circumstance for him.
If you're in any doubt as to how much the government wants to woo China, just listen to the Chancellor George Osborne addressing an audience in Shanghai.
Let's stick together to grow our economies. Let's stick together to make Britain China's best partner in the West. Let's stick together and create a golden decade for both of our countries.
Today, President Xi Jinping of China touches down in the UK. He'll be greeted with a gun salute and a parade in London. We'll have digs at Buckingham Palace, lunch with the Queen, dinner at Chequers with David Cameron, all of that across his four-day visit. He'll be meeting politicians, talking economics, and, according to one source who spoke to the Sunday Times,
the Chinese are desperate to order fish and chips. They've asked about it repeatedly.
Recently, it was George Osborne who was visiting China.
I want to make sure that when the Chinese family who lives in one of these tower blocks behind me buys a car, it's a British car. And when they watch a television program, it's made in Britain. And when they need medicines, they're British medicines. Now that, for the first time, is a possibility in this country. For the first time, you've got people with those kinds of incomes.
Indeed, with a fifth of the world's population, that's a big market to sell to. China has the second biggest economy in the world, so surely we'd be mad not to be a major financial partner. It seems like a no-brainer, but there's a rub. The Chinese ambassador to the UK says this.
The president is here for cooperation, for partnership. He is not here for debate about human rights.
Oh, yes, OK, so do talk about an economic partnership, but don't mention the human rights.
Whatever the headlines, regardless of the challenges, we shouldn't be running away from China.
Just going to give someone a quick call.
Hello, Amnesty International.
Hello, is that Harriet Garland?
Speaking.
Hi, Harriet. Look, the Chancellor says we must embrace China regardless of the headlines. What are your headlines?
Well, China has got an absolutely appalling human rights record that's got markedly worse under Xi Jinping. They execute more people than the rest of the world combined. There's extreme persecution of peaceful religion. Absolutely no dissent is tolerated.
Of course, if you tried to broadcast that sort of thing in China, the state would pull the plug. They're not exactly big into free speech and all that. And as well as human rights concerns, people are also worried about the type of investment deals we're doing with China.
Good evening and welcome to the BBC News at 6. Britain is turning to China for its next generation of nuclear power.
The Chinese are pumping money into Hinkley Point in Somerset, for one.
And in Bradwell, there are plans to use Chinese-designed reactors for the first time in the West.
Unsurprisingly, people are concerned about the Chinese having a hand in our nuclear setup.
The British government is putting what it sees as an important national interest here at the mercy of a regime in Beijing, which we don't understand too well, and which certainly we can't control.
So on the one hand, China execute a heck of a lot of people, etc. On the other, they have a heck of a gigantic economy, which we would be foolish not to embrace.